Original page 1 of 8, DOH-517-8A-8/15, NYS-DOH, Supplement A, open parenthesis, Supplement to Access NY Healthcare, application DOH-4220, close parenthesis. This supplement must be completed if anyone who is applying is, colon, age 65 or older, certified blind or certified disabled, open parenthesis, of any age, close parenthesis, not certified, disabled, but chronically ill, institutionalized and applying for coverage of nursing home care. This includes care in a hospital that is equivalent to nursing home care. Note, if you are applying for the Medicare Savings Program, open parenthesis, MSP, close parenthesis, only, this supplement does not need to be completed. Instructions, colon. Sections A through E must be completed and this supplement must be signed. If you or anyone in your household is applying for coverage of nursing home care, you must also complete sections F through G. Sections A through E must be completed and this supplement must be signed. If you or anyone in your household is applying for coverage of nursing home care, you must also complete sections F through G. A, period, applicant and spouse information. 1, period, applicant or applicants. This supplement is being completed for legal last name, blank space, legal first name, blank space, middle initial, blank space, marital status, blank space, social security number, blank space, date of birth, blank space. If deceased, list date of death, blank space, legal last name, blank space, legal first name, blank space, middle initial, blank space, marital status, blank space, social security number, blank space, date of birth, blank space. If deceased, list date of death, blank space. Is a person named above chronically ill? Open parenthesis, examples of chronically ill would be unable to work for at least 12 months because of an illness or injury, or having an illness or disabling impairment that has lasted or is expected to last for 12 months, close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Certified blind by the Commission for the Blind and Visually Handicapped, open parenthesis. If yes, send proof, close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Interested in applying for the MBI-WPD program if disabled and working? The Medicaid buy-in for working people with disabilities, open parenthesis, MBI-WPD, close parenthesis, program offers Medicaid coverage to people who are disabled, working, and at least 16 years old, but not yet 65 years old. The program allows higher income levels than the regular Medicaid program, so working people with disabilities can earn more and keep their Medicaid coverage. Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Beginning of next page. Original page 2 of 8. DOH-5178A-8/15. NYS-DOH. If an applicant is living in a long-term care facility slash nursing home, adult home, or assisted living facility, provide the following information. Name of applicant who is in facility, blank space. Name of facility, blank space. Date admitted, blank space. Telephone number, blank space. Street address, blank space. City, blank space. State, blank space. Zip code, blank space. Applicant's previous address, blank space. City, blank space. State, blank space. Zip code, blank space. If the above previous address was also a facility or adult home, list the address prior to admission below. Applicant's second previous address, blank space. City, blank space. State, blank space, zip code, blank space. 2. Applicant's spouse, colon, open parenthesis, if not listed above, close parenthesis. Legal last name, blank space. Legal first name, blank space. Middle initial, blank space. Maiden name or other name known by, blank space. Social security number, blank space. Date of birth, blank space. Street address, open parenthesis. If in a facility, list spouse's address prior to being admitted to facility, close parenthesis, blank space. City, blank space. State, blank space. Zip code, blank space. Is the applicant's spouse living in a long-term care facility slash nursing home? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, provide the following information. Name of facility, blank space. Date admitted, blank space. Telephone number, blank space. Street address, blank space. City, blank space. State, blank space. Zip code, blank space. Is the applicant's spouse deceased? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, what is the date of death? Blank space. Beginning of next page. Original page 3 of 8, DOH-5178A-8/15, NYS-DOH. B. What care and services are you applying for? Open parenthesis. Check the box that applies. Close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. You are applying for Medicaid coverage, but not coverage of community-based long-term care services. You may attest to the amount of your resources. You are not required to submit documentation of your resources at this time. If a computer match shows something different than what you reported, you may be asked to submit proof at a later date. This coverage does not include nursing home care, or any of the community-based long-term care services listed below.
Asterisk.
Checkbox unchecked. You are applying for coverage of community-based long-term care services. Documentation of the current amount of your resources is required. However, you only need to submit documentation for certain resources at this time. See, open quotes, documentation requirements, close quotes, below for a list of these resources. This coverage includes the following services: adult day health care, limited licensed home care, private duty nursing, hospice in the community, hospice residence program, assisted living program, consumer-directed personal assistance program, certified home health agency services, residential treatment facility care, personal emergency response services, personal care services, managed long-term care in the community, waiver and other services provided through a home and community-based waiver program. Note, some examples of home and community-based programs that provide waiver and other services are traumatic brain injury program and nursing home transition and diversion program. Checkbox unchecked. You are institutionalized and applying for coverage of nursing home care. Documentation of your resources for the past 60 months is required. However, you only need to submit documentation for certain resources at this time. See, open quotes, documentation requirements, close quotes, below for a list of these resources.
Asterisk.
You may be eligible for short-term rehabilitation services. Short-term rehabilitation services include one commencement slash admission in a 12-month period of up to 29 consecutive days of nursing home care and or certified home health care. Documentation requirements. If you are requesting coverage for community-based long-term care services or nursing home care, provide documentation for the time period indicated above for all of the following resources, if applicable. Life insurance policy, securities, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, annuities, burial agreement or fund, trust document and accounts. You do not need to send proof of any other resources at this time. This is because other resources may be verified through computer matches. If the resources you report do not match our records or cannot be verified through our records, we may ask you to submit proof of those other resources at a later date. Beginning of next page. Original page 4 of 8. DOH-517-8A 8/15 NYS-DOH. C. Resources slash assets. Instructions for sections 1 through 8. List all resources currently owned by you and or your spouse slash parent or parents, including custodial accounts. Check the open quotes none close quotes box if you and or your spouse slash parent or parents do not own any of these resources. If applying for coverage of nursing home care, also list any accounts closed in the past 60 months. Include the balance at closing and provide an explanation of where the balance was transferred to or how it was spent. On a separate sheet of paper, provide an explanation of each transaction of $2,000 or more. Note, Medicaid retains the right to review all transactions made during the transfer look-back period. 1. Checking slash savings slash credit union accounts slash certificates of deposits, open parenthesis, CDs, close parenthesis, checkbox unchecked, none. Bank name, blank space, account number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current account balance, dollar sign, blank space, closed accounts, date closed, blank space, balance at closing, dollar sign, blank space, bank name, blank space, account number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current account balance, dollar sign, blank space, closed accounts, date closed, blank space, balance at closing, dollar sign, blank space, bank name, blank space, account number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current account balance, dollar sign, blank space, closed accounts, date closed, blank space, balance at closing, dollar sign, blank space, bank name, blank space, account number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current account balance, dollar sign, blank space, closed accounts, date closed, blank space, balance at closing, dollar sign, blank space, bank name, blank space, account number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current account balance, dollar sign, blank space, closed accounts, date closed, blank space, balance at closing, dollar sign, blank space, bank name, blank space, account number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current account balance, dollar sign, blank space, closed accounts, Date closed, blank space. Balance at closing, $, blank space. Bank name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Current account balance, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed, blank space. Balance at closing, $, blank space. Bank name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Current account balance, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed, blank space. Balance at closing, $, blank space. Bank name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Current account balance, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed, blank space. Balance at closing, $, blank space. 2. Retirement accounts, open parentheses, deferred compensation, IRA and/or KEO, close parentheses. Checkbox unchecked, none. Institution name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Payout, checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Current account balance, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed, blank space. Balance at closing, $, blank space. Institution name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Payout, checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Current account balance, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed, blank space. Balance at closing, $, blank space. Institution name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Payout, checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Current account balance, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed, blank space. Balance at closing, $, blank space. Institution name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Payout, checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Current account balance, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed, blank space. Balance at closing, $, blank space. 3. Annuities, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. Checkbox unchecked, none. Institution/company name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Date purchased, blank space. Current value, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed or sold, blank space. Value at closing, $, blank space. Institution/company name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Date purchased, blank space. Current value, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed or sold, blank space. Value at closing, $, blank space. Institution/company name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Date purchased, blank space. Current value, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed or sold, blank space. Value at closing, $, blank space. Institution/company name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Date purchased, blank space. Current value, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed or sold, blank space. Value at closing, $, blank space. Institution/company name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Date purchased, blank space. Current value, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed or sold, blank space. Value at closing, $, blank space. Institution/company name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Date purchased, blank space. Current value, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed or sold, blank space. Value at closing, $, blank space. Institution/company name, blank space. Account number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Date purchased, blank space. Current value, $, blank space. Closed accounts, date closed or sold, blank space. Value at closing, $, blank space. Original page 5 of 8, DOH-5178A-8/15NYS-DOH. 4. Life insurance policies. Checkbox unchecked, none. Insurance company, blank space. Policy number, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space, current cash value, dollar sign, blank space, current face value, dollar sign, blank space, canceled policies, date canceled, blank space, cash out value, dollar sign, blank space, insurance company, blank space, policy number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current cash value, dollar sign, blank space, current face value, dollar sign, blank space, canceled policies, date canceled, blank space, cash out value, dollar sign, blank space, insurance company, blank space, policy number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current cash value, dollar sign, blank space, current face value, dollar sign, blank space, canceled policies, date canceled, blank space, cash out value, dollar sign, blank space, insurance company, blank space, policy number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current cash value, dollar sign, blank space, current face value, dollar sign, blank space, canceled policies, date canceled, blank space, cash out value, dollar sign, blank space, insurance company, blank space, policy number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, current cash value, dollar sign, blank space, current face value, dollar sign, blank space, canceled policies, date canceled, blank space, cash out value, dollar sign, blank space. 5. Burial assets / burial contracts, open parentheses, include copies, close parentheses. Checkbox unchecked, none. Do you and or your spouse have a prepaid funeral agreement for you or anyone else in your family? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. B. Do you and or your spouse have a burial space or plot for you or anyone else in your family? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. C. Do you and or your spouse have money in a bank account set aside for a burial fund? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, in what account or accounts is your and or your spouse's burial fund? Bank name and account number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, value, dollar sign, blank space. Bank name and account number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, value, dollar sign, blank space. Bank name and account number, blank space, name of owner or owners, blank space, value, dollar sign, blank space. D. Do you have life insurance to be used as your burial fund? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, what is your policy number or numbers? Blank space. If yes, is the full cash value to be used for your burial expenses? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. E. Does your spouse have life insurance to be used as a burial fund? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, what is the policy number or numbers? Blank space. If yes, is the full cash value to be used for burial expenses? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. 6. Trust accounts. If you and or your spouse created or are the beneficiary of a trust, submit a copy of the trust, including the current schedule of trust assets. Checkbox unchecked, none. Name of trust, blank space. Grantor, blank space. Trustee or trustees, blank space. Assets, dollar sign, blank space. Beneficiary, blank space. Income, dollar sign, blank space. Name of trust, blank space. Grantor, blank space. Trustee or trustees, blank space. Assets, dollar sign, blank space. Beneficiary, blank space. Income, dollar sign, blank space. Name of trust, blank space. Grantor, blank space. Trustee or trustees, blank space. Assets, dollar sign, blank space. Beneficiary, blank space. Income, dollar sign, blank space. Name of trust, blank space. Grantor, blank space. Trustee or trustees, blank space. Assets, dollar sign, blank space. Beneficiary, blank space. Income, dollar sign, blank space. 7. Vehicle or vehicles. List all cars, trucks, and vans. List all recreational vehicles, including campers, snowmobiles, boats, and motorcycles. Checkbox unchecked, none. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Year/make/model, blank space. Fair market value, blank space. Amount owed, dollar sign, blank space. In use. Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Date sold, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Year slash make slash model, blank space. Fair market value, blank space. Amount owed, dollar sign, blank space. In use. Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Date sold, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Year slash make slash model, blank space. Fair market value, blank space. Amount owed, dollar sign, blank space. In use. Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Date sold, blank space. Beginning of next page, original page 6 of 8, DOH-5178A-8/15NYS-DOH. 8. List any other resources. Resource type, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Value, dollar sign, blank space. Resource type, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Value, dollar sign, blank space. Resource type, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Value, dollar sign, blank space. Resource type, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Value, dollar sign, blank space. Resource type, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Value, dollar sign, blank space. Resource type, blank space. Name of owner or owners, blank space. Value, dollar sign, blank space. D. Homestead. 1. Do you and or your spouse own or have a legal interest in your home, including a life estate? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. 2. If you are in a medical facility and own your home, do you intend to return to your home? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If no, is anyone living in the home? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Who is living in the home? Blank space. How is this person related to you and or your spouse? Blank space. If you and or your spouse's child, open parenthesis, of any age, close parenthesis, is living in the home, is the child disabled? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Note, if there is a legal impediment that prevents you from selling this property, the property is not counted in determining Medicaid eligibility. Send proof of legal impediment. 3. Equity value in home. If you own your home, what is the equity value in your home? Dollar sign, blank space. Note, equity value is fair market value less any outstanding liens, mortgages, etc. E. Real property, open parenthesis, other than your home, close parenthesis. Do you and or your spouse own or have a legal interest in any other real property, open parenthesis. Check any that apply, close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. Checkbox unchecked, rental property. Checkbox unchecked, vacation property. Checkbox unchecked, timeshare. Checkbox unchecked, vacant land. Checkbox unchecked, other property rights, open parenthesis, in or outside of New York State, close parenthesis. If yes, provide the following information. Name and address of owner or owners, blank space. Address of property, blank space. Type of ownership, open parenthesis, check one, close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked, individual. Checkbox unchecked, joint tenancy. Checkbox unchecked, life estate. Equity value, dollar sign, a blank space. Name and address of owner or owners, blank space. Address of property, blank space. Type of ownership, open parenthesis, check one, close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked, individual. Checkbox unchecked, joint tenancy. Checkbox unchecked, life estate. Equity value, dollar sign, a blank space. Name and address of owner or owners, blank space. Address of property, blank space. Type of ownership, open parenthesis, check one, close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked, individual. Checkbox unchecked, joint tenancy. Checkbox unchecked, life estate. Equity value, dollar sign, a blank space. Name and address of owner or owners, blank space. Address of property, blank space. Type of ownership, open parenthesis, check one, close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked, individual. Checkbox unchecked, joint tenancy. Checkbox unchecked, life estate. Equity value, dollar sign, a blank space. Stop here unless you or anyone in your household is institutionalized and applying for coverage of nursing home care. However, Section I of this document must be signed. Beginning of next page, original page 7 of 8, DOH-5178A-8/15NYS-DOH. F. Asset transfers. 1. Transfers. A, in the last 60 months, did you, your spouse, or someone on your behalf transfer, change ownership in, give away, or sell any assets, including your home or other real property? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. B, in the last 60 months, have you or your spouse created or transferred any assets into or out of a trust? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If you answered yes to either of the questions above, explain the transfer or transfers below. Attach additional sheets of paper if needed. Description of asset, open parenthesis, including income, close parenthesis, blank space, date of transfer, blank space, transferred to whom, blank space, amount of transfer, dollar sign, blank space. Description of asset, open parenthesis, including income, close parenthesis, blank space, date of transfer, blank space, transferred to whom, blank space, amount of transfer, dollar sign, blank space. Description of asset, open parenthesis, including income, close parenthesis, blank space, date of transfer, blank space, transferred to whom, blank space, amount of transfer, dollar sign, blank space. Description of asset, open parenthesis, including income, close parenthesis, blank space, date of transfer, blank space, transferred to whom, blank space, amount of transfer, dollar sign, blank space. C, are you in the process of selling property? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. D, in the last 60 months, did you, your spouse, or someone on your behalf change the deed or the ownership of any real property, including creating a life estate? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, when, blank space. E, if you purchased a life estate in another person's home, did you live in the home for at least 1 year after you purchased the life estate? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. F, in the last 60 months, did you, your spouse, or someone on your behalf purchase a mortgage, loan, or promissory note? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, when? Blank space. G, in the last 60 months, did you, your spouse, or someone on your behalf purchase or change an annuity? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, when? Blank space. 2. Have you, your spouse, or someone acting on your behalf given a deposit to any healthcare or residential facility, such as a nursing home, assisted living facility, continuing care retirement community, or life care community? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, send a copy of agreement. G. Tax returns. Did you and/or your spouse file U.S. income tax returns in the last 4 years? Checkbox unchecked, yes. Checkbox unchecked, no. If yes, send complete copies of these returns, including all schedules and attachments. Beginning of next page. Original page 8 of 8. DOH-5178A-8/15. NYS-DOH. H. Important information. Liens on real property. Upon receipt of Medicaid, a lien may be filed and recovery may be made against your real property under certain circumstances if you are in a medical institution and not expected to return home. Medicaid paid on your behalf may be recovered from persons who had legal responsibility for your support at the time of medical services were attained. Medicaid may also recover the cost of services and premiums incorrectly paid. Transfer of assets. Federal and state law provides that an individual may be found ineligible for nursing facility services for a period of time if an individual or an individual spouse transfers an asset for less than fair market value within the look-back period. The look-back period is the 60 months immediately prior to the date an individual is both institutionalized and has applied for Medicaid. Annuities. As a condition of Medicaid coverage for nursing facility services, applicants are required to disclose a description of any interest the individual or the individual spouse has in an annuity. This disclosure is required regardless of whether the annuity is irrevocable or accountable resource. In addition to the purchase of an annuity, certain transactions made to an annuity by the applicant or the applicant's spouse within the look-back period may be treated as a transfer unless the state is named the remainder beneficiary in the first position for at least the amount of Medicaid paid on behalf of the annuitant, or the state is named in the second position after a community spouse or minor or disabled child, or in the first position if such spouse or representative of such child disposes of any such remainder for less than fair market value. If documentation is not submitted verifying that the state has been named remainder beneficiary, you may be ineligible for coverage of nursing facility services. If the annuity is accountable resource at the time of application, you/your spouse are not required to name the state as remainder beneficiary. I, certification and authorization. I certify under penalty of perjury that the information on this form is correct and complete to the best of my knowledge. I understand that I must report any changes in this information within 10 days of the change. If eligibility depends on the amount of my and my spouse's resources, by signing this application, we authorize verification of our resources with financial institutions for the purpose of determining eligibility. Both spouses must sign below. This authorization will end if my application for Medicaid is denied, or I am no longer eligible for Medicaid. Or I/we revoke this authorization in a written statement to my local Department of Social Services. Signature of applicant/representative, blank space. Date signed, blank space. Signature of applicant spouse, blank space. Date signed, blank space.